The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is Daily Rates Live. We are a non-QM lender specializing in non-QM loans, and what we do every weekday on the show is go through our live mortgage rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's topic is going to be condo till loans. So because we specialize in non-QM loans and investor loans here at The Mortgage Calculator, this is a very popular request. One of the reasons being that because there's not many outlets out there for it, right? And so we're going to talk about a few different programs that we have, but it's definitely a popular request because not many other places provide this product. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us through a deep dive into condo tells. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me switch my screen here and we'll get started. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool that we use every day for our team that will show us the general APR and rates for today. It is April 8th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So most of our standard programs here are live. So we'll set up a basic scenario. Let me zoom in a little bit, actually. We'll set up a basic scenario so we can compare APRs across the program. If you'd like a full loan estimate that breaks down all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. We'll start today with the scenario with 400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. We'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional programs, such as our topic for today. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We always start here with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos here, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So with these settings, let's check the rates this morning. It looks like it's a touch up from last week. Hopefully we see that come down later. 6.624 rate, best option here for 2.125 discount points in costs. Puts the final APR at 6.89. So a good option for our customers that qualify for conventional. But if for any reason someone doesn't qualify here for a standard conventional program, typically the next option we want to compare is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. And this time, we'll select FHA, which does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio. But for the demo here, as we do every day, we'll keep everything identical so we can compare apples to apples here across the program and compare the APR. So let's check out the FHA options this morning. And just a touch cheaper than conventional here. Best option at the top, 5.75 rate. 2.375 discount points and costs. That's the final APR at 6.687 there for the FHA option, which is just a touch cheaper than conventional. So if someone qualifies for both, definitely don't overlook this, as we say every day. And this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required for FHA, which is great. So our customers that need to use it, it's actually a touch cheaper in this example or nearly identical to conventional. So a great option for our borrowers that need to use the FHA programs. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for FHA or conventional, typically most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer. And that's where we love to come in and present our additional options here. We have over 5,000 additional options under non-QM, also known as expanded guidelines here, using alternative income. So we set everything identical to all our other demos here, but now we get a new option where we can change the income type. So if our customer doesn't qualify with full doc, which is 2 years of tax returns, we'll want to take advantage of one of these alternatives. We have asset-related programs. We did an episode on that last week. Business bank statement programs. The investor programs are just for investments, so we'll skip over those for now and show those in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is what we use for the demo. That's the most popular. We also have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. The 12-month bank statement is the most popular for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when our self-employed borrowers submit 2 years of tax returns, they may have various write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little bit of extra income in order to get that home they really want. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements, and we'll determine a debt-to-income ratio here of 40% using just their cash in the bank. And usually most of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income using that method. So let's check the non-QM options today. A touch different than it was last week, 7% rate for 2.425 discount points and costs, but the final APR at 7.411, a half a point more than conventional. So typical option here is about a half a point more when we compare them. So great option for our customers that need to use it. It is very comparable to conventional, so please take advantage. And if we scroll down here, there's hundreds and hundreds of different options here as we get into non-QM. Some of these may allow different credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues that would cause us to not qualify. And some of these towards the higher end of the rates may allow different ways to calculate the income, all kinds of different variations here. Please get with our team to find the best one for your situation. And before we go over to Jose, we always want to do couple examples for investment properties. So we'll set up the same scenario, 400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan as we did before. And this time we'll look for the lowest rates we can offer for investments, which is just going to be our conforming conventional. And we'll compare that with our non-QM expanded guidelines. The government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we just stick to these top two. Start with the conventional option. Everything will stay the same as all our other demos here. All we've changed is the occupancy to investment. All right, about the same as it was last week. Portfolio option still coming out on top here this week. Portfolio option isn't a true conventional option, but it does use the same guidelines, but it doesn't have to have the loan level price adjustments that are required for Fannie and Freddie. So this option has 6.875 rate for 3.375 discount points. Finally, APR at 7.277. And the first conventional option here is both Fannie or Freddie, either or, for 7% rate, 3.375 discount points. That's the final APR at 7.406, because this option does have those loan level price adjustments that are pretty hefty for investment properties. Definitely recommend all of our customers explore the different options, check out the portfolio option, as well as our standard non-QM options, which will be the final demo here. So we'll set up same scenario. And this time we'll select non-QM for investment properties. So a couple options to select. First, we need to pick our income type. Most popular income type for an investment is going to be our DSCR loans. It's our most popular loan here at the company, and it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower or documentation. We simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value, stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property or cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one. But for the demo, we use 1.5 so we can see all the programs here. And finally, a prepayment penalty is standard for DSCR non-QM investment property here. So 3 years is standard, what we use for our demo. There are options for no prepay, which will cost a little bit more and limit the programs that pop up. And there are some programs that allow 5 years to save some money, but the most common is 3 years. That's what we use here for our demo. So let's check the DSCR options today. And as usual, smoking DSCR options here, 6.875 rate, 3.15 discount points and costs, put the final APR at 7.359. So actually beating the true conventional and almost beating the portfolio option as well. So I'd say pretty much all of our investors would use this program. compared to the other ones. So definitely recommend all of our investors check out the DSCR options. And as we scroll down, there's a ton of variations, hundreds of options. Some at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit events. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income. And some may allow different property types, which is actually our topic for today. So let me pull up our graphic here for today, which is going to be a very specific property type. Condo TEL loans might be an unfamiliar topic for some of you out there, but here in South Florida, they are very common. But it's basically a condo where you can purchase that also operates as a hotel. And sometimes they have various combinations of sorts, and sometimes the different loan programs qualify a condo as a condo TEL with certain features. So first, Jose, can you talk a little bit about what makes a condo TEL a condo TEL? And then let's check out some live rates there, if you're ready. Did he get frozen there?
I think he's frozen.
Looks pretty stoic. There he goes. Okay, he dropped out. All right, well, let me try to define a little bit here. So the things you got to watch out for condo TELs. So obviously, condos are a little bit tricky in and of themselves. When you get those condo reviews back, sometimes there's strange stuff in there that you have to get additional documents on. But when you get an appraisal or a condo review, it starts to mention some of these features, such as a check-in desk, or such as maybe the rooms don't have a full kitchen, such as the rooms may be under a certain square footage that is pretty standard for the area. Typically, there are square footage measurements. But then, obviously, once we go into condo TEL programs that are eligible for condo TELs, here's Jose. You back, Jose? There are separate requirements, right? So once we know that we don't have a regular condo and we're going into condo TEL land, then we have extra hoops to jump through as well. But we can do it is the main point here. So, Jose, I tried to define condo TEL. Why don't you go over the couple quick pointers and then go into the live
examples. All right. Thank you, everybody. Sorry for that momentary technical glitch there. So condo TELs oftentimes get confused for condos that allow short-term rentals, right? A condo can be a building that allows short-term rentals but not be a condo TEL. Now, condo TELs typically have hotel somewhere in their name, in their legal description. Condo TELs also tend to have a front desk to receive guests checking in and to check guests out. And something else very important to note about condo TELs is that they may also have restrictions on the owner being able to operate the property as a short-term rental on their own. Most times they do require that if it's going to be operated as a short-term rental to put it through the condo TEL hotel program. And one other thing to note, condo TELs may have occupancy restrictions by the owner as a primary residence above and beyond a certain number of months. This could be either a restriction from the association or it could be a restriction from the city that the property is in. So be very careful on that because that could affect qualifying the borrower as a primary for a condo TEL. It may require it being a second home or pure investment. So let me go ahead and share my options with you today. First option is our best case scenario for a condo TEL. Now notice, like I was mentioning, this is for a primary residence in a condo TEL. So if you are pre-approving your borrower for that, just let them know that sometimes condo TELs have occupancy restrictions, which may not make the primary loan applicable depending on the building. So here we have 9.5 as our lowest rate option and 9.25 as our lowest cost option for our maximum 85% LTV condo TEL primary purchase using full doc. Now our bank statement option is with 20% down. Now I will state we do have a 15% down option, But in order to be able to offer that, you would have to run it through the points and fees test to see if you get any bona fide discount points, because the cost was 3.125 was the lowest cost option for that one. Did not allow me to select it for this quote option, but it is an option if you get bona fide discount points or if the seller is paying any borrower closing costs. So for purposes of the quote, we have a 20% down option and 9.5% is our lowest cost option, 8.625 lowest rate option, 20% down, bank statement, primary purchase. Same scenario now with a 1099 instead of bank statements. Again, same rates, 9.5 lowest cost option, 8.625 lowest rate option for our 20% down primary purchase with using 1099s. We even have an asset utilization option. Again, you'll note the rates. It's the same option. They just have multiple income streams that they allow. So we have 9.5% lowest rate option, 8.625% lowest cost option. Excuse me, 9.5% lowest cost option. I said that backwards. 8.625% lowest rate option. So now we go for some investment options. Now, when we are going investment on the condotel, it is maximum 75% loan to value. Our lowest cost option, 8.625%. And our lowest rate option, all the way down to 7.125%. And this is full doc. Now, taking the same option, bank statement, rates go up just a little bit. 9.125 is our lowest cost option, 7.375 lowest rate option for our 75% LTV condotel investment purchase using bank statements for income. And then our DSCR. Now, I want to show something here a minute. Now you'll see 75% LTV for this DSCR option, and look at the rate, 7.875, almost par. And yes, I did verify that this was correct. Went to the matrices and verified this is correct. 6.875 lowest rate option for this DSCR, 25% down. Now when we compare that to the bank statement option, the DSCR option just blows it right clearly out of the water. Only reason you would go with the bank statement option instead of the DSCR option here is if the property's debt service coverage ratio wasn't enough. So now we have a primary cash out refi. And here we go, full doc, primary 80% LTV. 9.5% lowest cost option, 9.375 lowest rate option, 80% is the maximum LTV for this cash out refi of a condotel, primary, full doc. And now we have investment full doc. 75% LTV is the maximum LTV for any investment cash out refinance transaction, regardless of the income type. For this option, so 75% LTV, we have 8.875 our lowest cost option, 7.25 lowest rate option. So that's 75% LTV max, full doc, cash out refi, condotel. And then last but not least, actually, no, we have two more. Condotel cash out refi bank statement option. Now 70% LTV is the maximum LTV for the alternative income option. And 8.5% is our lowest cost option at par. 7% lowest rate option for our 70% LTV cash out refi using bank statements for our condotel. And now, last but not least, is our DSCR option at 70% LTV. And again, the rates are better on the DSCR than on the bank statement option. 70% on this option here, 70% also for our bank statement. Difference is here we have 7.875 actually offering a little bit of a lender credit. And you can buy that down all the way to 6.75%. Save the best for last for our DSCR Condotel cash out refi. 70% LTV, pretty amazing.
Okay, I don't see any questions for the specific product, but again, very popular request because not a lot of outlets have it, right, Jose? So that's something that our borrowers love that we're able to do, right? Okay, so I don't see any questions. I think we can go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, we do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern every morning where we go through the live mortgage rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.